Now, in Memphis, Tennessee, school kids may get some extra summer vacation. The school board says classes won't start until the city council hands over $55 million. The city council and the mayor say they can't pay. Eleanor Boudreau of member station WKNO reports.
School is scheduled to start August 8th, but the city owes its schools money from the past 3 years, and school board members say they don't trust Memphis to pay that debt or to pony up all of what it owes for the coming year. The school's chief financial officer, Pamela Ansi, told the city council and a roomful of angry parents and teachers that the city's chronic underfunding has forced the schools to dip into their reserves and created uncertainty.
So for us to open and not know would be fiscally irresponsible because we can't open, start the programs, and then stop.
City council leaders say paying $55 million right now will tank the city's bond rating, and they say it's not necessary to start school. Council Chairman Myron Lowry said that the city is not the school's only or even largest funder.
To say you're going to delay schools because you don't have 10% in your pocket, that doesn't make any kind of sense.
The two sides are trying to hash out a deal. It would likely involve a down payment by the city in August and an installment plan after that. But given the bad blood, there's no guarantee of an agreement. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau in Memphis.